Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I will put you on the air. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, let's see, weather today. Right now is 75 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 85, cloudy. isolated thunder showers tonight with a low of 71. Okay. Tomorrow, thunderstorms 78. Wednesday, thunderstorms 82. Thursday, thunderstorms 82. Friday, thunderstorms 85. So we're looking at rain all week long. Probably, you know, shower here, shower there, house shower here, shower there. That's the way it is right now in Georgia during this time of year. So so just carry your rain, your umbrella, your rain gear, your umbrella, whatever you have. Carry it with you every day this week. That's all I have to say. Carry it with you every day this week. Now, let's see. What is here? Today's word of the day is Schadenfreude. 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 I don't know, guys. They send me these words on a daily basis. Schadenfreude is a noun, and it means enjoyment obtained from the troubles of others. Enjoyment obtained from the troubles of others. That means Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude is enjoyment obtained from the troubles of others. Some people enjoy and they bask in that joy. Okay. And it's usually a family member. Okay, that they enjoy that stuff from. Or sometimes it's just somebody that's, you know, actually, you know, things like wrestling. People enjoy watching wrestling because they don't like a certain wrestler. And when he gets, you know, when he gets, you know, tossed around, beat up, lose a match or whatever, they enjoy that. They enjoy the troubles of others. That is Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude. That's your word of the day. All right. Now, again, thanks, guys, for joining in. I see there are more people joining the show. Thank you, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834. And remember, if you'd like to join in on today's episode and give you a comment or opinion, just press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Now, I'll have a great show for you guys tomorrow. And so don't miss out. It's going to be the same time, same place, 10 o'clock right here on the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's episode is entitled Grandma is Now Mom All Over Again. What did I say? What did I say, guys? I said, Grandma is now mom all over again because her daughter is a bum. Okay? Grandma is now mom all over again because her daughter is a bum. Now, I'm saying this and I'm going to say this because I don't want you guys to send me these emails and text messages and stuff about this, because it's not everyone. I'm not saying every daughter, yada yada. I'm not saying that. I'm saying some daughters are bums. Then there are grandmoms that are in these situations because their daughters may have gotten on drugs. Excuse me. Or even, you know, mom and dad may be drug addicts, and someone had to take on this kid, try to help that kid have something out of life, because that kid's mom or dad is addicted to drugs. Okay, and I'm not talking about they addicted to, you know, smoking weed or whatever. They addicted to some hard stuff. You know, addicted to cocaine, addicted to heroin, addicted to meth, you know, whatever they're doing, addicted to crack. That's the stuff you can't get. It's, you can get off of that stuff, but it's truly, it's just about, you know, unheard of. Okay? So, there are some situations, and I don't blame Grandma in those situations. I don't blame Grandma at all, because Grandma has gone through her parenting, her parenthood. She had kids. She may have had one kid. She may have had four kids. She may have had eight kids. Whatever the story is, she went through that. She took care of her kids. She helped her kids grow up and hopefully became good citizens and can go on and be independent of themselves. That's what all parents try to accomplish. That's what parenting is, and the goal of parents is to have kids. If you have kids, to have kids, raise your kids, give them get great values, and help them determine their goals and push them towards that goal. Help them to get through school and have something that they can fall back on, an education that they can fall back on, and an education that teaches them how to deal with people. And then they can get out there on their own, get them a job, get them a place to stay, and hopefully they'll get find a great guy or great girl out there that they can hook up with and get married and start a family of their own. Be independent. Out of the nest, so to speak. That's what happened with birds and all kind of animals. They have babies, okay? They feed their babies and help them to grow up and teach them how to feed themselves and yada yada. And then they supposedly like kick them out of the nest. Boof boof, go on. Go and take care of yourself. I've taught you what to, I've given you the tools. I've taught you what to do. I've given you the tools that you need. Now, go and take care of yourself. And what I'm saying now is that nowadays, you hear it so much more than not. That, you know, the grandma is taking care of her daughter's kids. Or even her son's kids, because her daughter or her son doesn't want to. Then why have kids? If you're not going to take care of your kids, if you can't take care of your kids, why bring a kid into the world? If you can't take care of yourself, why bring a kid into the world? Well, it was a mistake, Mr. Frank. That wasn't what we were trying to do. Well, you weren't trying to prevent it. So if you weren't trying to have a kid, why weren't you trying to prevent it when you committed the act? That's all I'm saying. If you're not ready for kids, take precautions. Take precautions in what you do. Don't have unprotected sex. If you're not looking to get pregnant. Now, I understand some women, some girls, they want to get pregnant. They really like this guy and this and that, and they want to get pregnant. And they'll get pregnant without his consent. See, and that's something that I don't understand as well. You like a guy so much you want to get pregnant without his consent, so that you, and then you think that's going to keep him around. That baby is going to be the bond between you and he. But that could be further from the truth. Because if you don't have this guy's consent and you get pregnant, then what happens? What happens is he didn't want a child. And he didn't want you to have a child by him. So he walks away because that's not what he wanted. And he doesn't want you anymore because that's not what he wanted, and you did that sort of behind his back. So he walks away and leaves you there with the baby and having to take care of the baby, having to feed the baby, having to do all the things that babies need. Take care of them and you, feed them and you, clothe them and you. And you may not even have a job. You may be still staying home with your parents. So now your parents have become grandparents. Okay? Because you had a kid by someone who didn't want a kid. Now that someone has flown the coop. And you're sitting there with a baby. And you aren't able to take care of yourself, much less feed a baby. So now, grandma, now is the one who's been taking care of you, taking care of the household, feeding everybody, feeding her kids. Right? She's able to feed her kids. Been feeding her kids for years, taking care of them, going to work every day. But now you're bringing another kid, another mouth in the house to feed, but you can't feed them. So grandma now has to take over as mom. But check this out now. The daughter still wants to go out and go to club and do all the things that she's been doing. Okay, hook up with another guy. The other guy that she had that she really liked that she had a baby by because she thought the baby was going to hold him together. He's gone. Leaving grandma there holding the bag because you want to go out and still go out and you want to still live your lifestyle. Okay, you've had the baby, but you still want to go out and do things, still live your lifestyle. But you have a baby at home to take care of. But you begged grandma, you begged your mom, who's grandma to your kid, to take care of your baby. Now you stay out to 3-4 o'clock in the morning and grandma's at home. Grandma can't do anything because grandma has your baby. Grandma is taking care of your baby. Now you didn't have any diapers. You didn't go out to the. You couldn't afford to go out to the store and get any diapers. So who had to buy diapers for your baby? Your baby has to have diapers. Who had to buy diapers for your baby? Grandma did. But grandma is now mom all over again. Because her daughter is a bum. Yeah, I said it. She's a bum. Now, grandma, I want to go out tonight. I want to go out with my friend Melissa. Melissa and I going out tonight. We're going out to the club. So, can you take care of the baby while I'm gone? Yeah. I'm gonna go to the store and buy some diapers and some milk and everything and come back so you can take care of the baby. A little bit different now. Okay? Now, grandma, I got a job now. I'm going to work. If you can take care of the baby for a few weeks, until I get paid and able to put the baby in daycare and just take care of her for a couple of weeks till I can get in, till I can get some money and put her in daycare. That's okay. You're moving towards something. You're taking grandma out of the picture now from having to take care of your baby. Or if grandma doesn't mind, then give grandma some money here and there, just like you would do the daycare for taking care of your baby. That's upstanding. Grandma help you do that all day. Grandma won't get on the phone talking about you to her friends because you are trying to do the right thing, trying to take care of your baby. But those of you daughters out there who don't take care of the baby, who stay out all times of the night, who leave grandma holding the bag with your baby, that's what you call a bum. See, it isn't just men who are bums. There's a lot of women out there who are bums. Had a baby, but can't take care of the baby. Then they'll go out and have another baby. Probably by someone else, because the guy she had the baby by before, he's gone because he didn't want a baby. Now she goes out without thinking and does the same thing with another guy, have another baby because I really like this guy. And then she doesn't take precautions not to have a baby, not to get pregnant. She doesn't make him take precautions not to have a baby, so he can't get you pregnant. Then you get pregnant. Then you're having another baby. Grandma is already taking care of one baby. And now you're having another baby. You're bringing another baby into the household. Not your household, because you're still living at home with mom. Not your household, but your mom's household. That's a bum. The likely thing that mom wants to see you do, that she wants to see you do, ladies, is out there working, bringing money home to take care of the household. Not just you and your baby, but the household. You're still living with grandma or with mama. Mama wants you to get out there and be productive. Mama now, she doesn't gripe. She doesn't mind taking care of her grandbaby because that's her grandbaby. But if you get out there and get you a job and bring some money into the household and start taking care of yourself and your baby, and eventually you're able to get out there on your own, get you a place to stay, and maybe have you a nice guy to live with or whatever, help you take care of your baby, then grandma's okay with that. As long as you're trying to do that. If you're just sitting around every day and trying to get up any time of the morning and not interested in looking for a job or calling around or online trying to apply for a job somewhere, that's a bum. That's a bum. 818-301-5834. Call in. Tell me what you think about grandma. Grandma, all too often, are now mom all over again. So what I'm going to say is to the middle-aged women out there who listen to the show, and it's men too that are listening to the show today, that if you have kids, whether it's a girl or a boy, and you have kids and they grow up and have babies and they can't take care of them, you're going to have to take care of those kids. You're going to have to start all over again and become mom again. From birth, you got to start that process all over again. Because your son or your daughter went out there and had a baby that they can't take care of. It is such a burden on grandma that it almost takes grandma's the part of life that she should be enjoying right now. It takes part of that away from her. And that's not fair to grandma. So, okay, Frank, sum it up. What are you saying all together? What are you saying? What have you been saying these last 30 or 40 minutes? What are you saying? What I'm saying is, to all you young girls out there and young men out there whose ears are close enough to hear my show, hear my voice, is that if you and he, the guy you're dating or the girl you're dating, if you and her, you and he, are not on the same page, if you're not wanting to have a baby together, if one's saying no, the other one's saying yes, the answer is no. If she's saying no, he's saying yes, the answer is no. If he's saying yes and she's saying no, the answer is no. And if you're going to have a baby with someone, please, please be able to take care of. I'm not saying you got to have a job paying $100,000 a year. But I am saying you got to have a job. You need a job that you can go to every day that has benefits and insurance so that can take care of your family. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's about protecting yourself. That's what it's about, guys. Protecting yourself. And I got a guy who I work with. He's having unprotected sex all the time. All the time. He said, Frank, I can get to that point. I can pull out. You don't understand, brother. You get to that point, it's actually you may pull out, but you've actually already done the damage. Cause you can actually impregnate a girl without even having to do that you think, because it's already come out. And you say, Frank, he tell me, Frank, I can pull out. Okay, dude, do your thing. Do your thing. Why not wear protection? It doesn't feel the same. What doesn't feel the same? I mean, I'm just trying to teach right here. I'm saying, what doesn't feel the same? Y'all tell me what doesn't feel the same. You got to wear a protection or not. If you don't wear protection, it feels different. If you do wear protection, it feels different. What feels different? When you get to that point, it doesn't feel any different than any other time. Whether you're wearing protection or not, it's no difference. It's still that same feeling. What are you talking about? What feeling are you talking about, guys? So that's what I'm saying. Guys and girls, protect yourself. Don't have and a baby and have your mom taking care of your baby. Don't make grandma become mom all over again. It's not fair to grandma. Now, grandma doesn't mind keeping the baby in, you know, now and then. My mom, she used to say, hey, bring that baby over. If y'all going out of town or whatever, I'll keep her the whole weekend. But when we came back to town, that was the first place we stopped to get our baby and go home. And we were able to take care of the baby because we were together and we made a decision together to have a baby. I wanted a baby. She wanted a baby. It was a yes, yes. That means, yes, let's have a baby. If I said no, I'm not ready, and she said yes, I'm ready, then the answer would have been no. So I said, babe, I'm ready to have a baby. Let's have a baby. She said, I'm not ready. I don't want a baby yet. She said, no. If the answer is no. Point blank, simple as I can put it. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. That's all the time I have for you today. This show is all about, you know, me and you giving out wisdom, giving out advice, and you don't have to take my advice at all. I'm not telling you to take my advice. I'm just offering you my advice. I've been through a lot of stuff that you guys are maybe going through now, or even are close to going through, or you don't know it yet, but you're going to have to go through it at that time. But if you have someone who you can talk to or you can listen to who's been through that situation, who done that, who came out good on the other side, and I'm not saying I came out good on the other side, because I've had a lot of stuff that I've screwed up on and it didn't end up well, but I can tell you that experience so that hopefully you won't do the same thing that I did, that maybe you have that experience and it'll end up great for you. Y'all with me? That's my idea for this show. Okay? And I want to have a good time doing it. Hey, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Now, I have a great show for you tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about these women out here, or these moms out here, who are dressing inappropriately, and it's embarrassing the heck out of their kids. Okay? Embarrassing the heck out of their kids. So, you guys take care of yourselves. Have a great day. Remember, rain on and off all day today and pretty much all this week. So carry your raincoat, your rain jacket, your umbrella, whatever you have to keep the rain off of you. And if you have to go out in the rain, please, guys, please drive carefully. All right? Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours.
Get that I get the story book. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, "Keep still, boy, no need for static." Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, "Why'd you hit me?" The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, "I'll do years if I pull this trigger." So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
"I need bullets, hurry up, run."
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, "Back off, for honey here's dead." Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick.